The next day, as the morning wore on, Leslie became more and more agitated, and her mood became apprehensive when Jeff did not appear. When noon hour arrived and he still had not appeared, she started making some phone calls. None of their mutual friends had either seen or talked with Jeff that day. Until today, Jeff had always been very punctual about returning the boy at the appointed time. Leslie felt a knot forming in her stomach as a crazy thought persisted at the back of her mind. She was absolutely sure something was wrong. Jeff sat with his head bowed. He was undecided what to do. The domestic arrangement with his former wife was proving to be awkward. He was frustrated at being able to see his son only on weekends and felt he was always making concessions to accommodate Leslie's work schedule. Every meeting was turning into a competition for the boy's affection. His one desire was to take Zach away for good. The enormous decision to undertake this plan appeared to be presenting itself. Today he would depart for a conference in California. This appeared to be a marvelous opportunity to take the boy and leave the country for good. He bet that he could pack sufficient baggage into his vehicle and then disappear across the border, gaining entry the USA. He gave little thought to whatsoever of the fact that this act could lead to his conviction if he was tracked down by the cops. Meanwhile, for Leslie, the nightmare continued to unfold as the reality of the situation deepened. After 48 hours, the spokesman for the District Police Department assured her they would investigate Zach's disappearance. Her faith that justice would be realized was faint. The shock of the past 2 days' events made her realize that possibly her son would become one more statistic in the missing children file. The police completed a preliminary survey after asking hundreds of detailed questions. Hotlines proved fruitless.